The scripture for this today's message is James chapter 3 verses 17 and 18 and also Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. I read, "But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." Amen. In Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." Amen. Senior pastor will deliver the seventh message of Keys to Studying Well.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences, when you gather and concentrate sunlight with a magnifying glass, the focused sunlight can even burn papers. I think the grown adults, they must have tried it in their childhood in elementary school. A famous business consultant says people's concentration can also show such great power. Especially, concentration can bring out your potential that God has hidden inside you. If you can utilize your potential to the fullest, you can become the best in your field. There is something like this, especially in sports or in some athletes, athletic things. For example, in yoga, if you go into the higher level of yoga, you call them yogis, and these people, so you need the concentration and focused mind. Then if you have this focused mind, you can show such great power, so you can even pull a big truck with your teeth or some things like that. There are many other things, but... And what is your dream? Why don't you practice this message you hear with a determination that you will fulfill your dreams? Then just as the sunlight will be focused on one point through the magnifying glass, your heart and thoughts and strength will be focused on one point. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will show the amazing power of concentration and give glory to God in your own areas. Dear students and members of Manmin, this is the seventh session on the keys to studying well. Continuing from the last session, let us talk about the ways to remove your idle thoughts. To get rid of idle thoughts, first, you have to keep away from the things that can input untruths in your memory device. You have memory device in your brain. So you have to keep away from the things that can input untruths in your memory device. The newborn babies, suppose they are just 1 year old, they don't have anything input in their memory or any untruth in them. So they don't understand what is going on, because that is why you say they are pure. So in Korea, when they... So does that mean babies don't have any evil or sins. Even though they haven't input entered from the world, they have evil and sins. That is why we need the precious blood of the Lord to cleanse us of our sins. So what kinds of sins do the babies have? If you have, if you said that yes, that babies have evil, it means you didn't read the, or listen to the message of the cross. The babies, they have greed, envy and jealousy. Even little babies, very little babies, they have envy and jealousy. Such bad things. I don't know, I'm not too sure, but I think my three daughters, they didn't have envy and jealousy when they were young, because I didn't have any envy or jealousy, because it's the sins are inherited from your parents. You inherit the sinful natures of the parents, so they are born with sinful natures. In the last session, I said that you need to try to control yourself on using TV and computers, which are the two major things that input untruths in you. In order to stop inputting any more untruths, you should also try to have only good friends. It's better to have good friends than bad friends. Even though you're good-hearted, if you have bad friends, you might get into crimes. It's because in many cases, you come in contact with untruths through your friends. Also, it would be more desirable if students can lead sound and healthy meetings among your friends. Also, when you take a rest after studying for a while, you should avoid internet PC rooms or some streets that have adult entertainment. Instead, you can visit parks, museums, or musical concerts where you can come in contact with nature and learn many good things. So when we build the Canaan Sanctuary, please do not say he's talking about Canaan Sanctuary all the time, but when is it going to be built? But if you begin it, it'll be soon constructed. I mentioned it to the students in the first morning service, but when we go into Canaan Sanctuary, we'll have the environment, the place. They will need the library, and also we're going to make a little kind of a little garden so they can have a rest. They can also have their soft drinks for the break time. In order to cut off the idle thoughts, after all, you need to have determination to cut off what you have to cut off. You can also ask your parents to help you if you find it too hard to control your mind by yourself. And also for you parents, you should help them, help your children. They are trying to change, but you shouldn't offend them by scolding them with your anger or things like that. You should encourage them so that they can overcome. You can also ask God for His grace and strength by praying for a certain length of time every day and maybe offering a time of fasting every week. Maybe you can fast just one meal a week. It's not that hard. God will surely help you. If you receive the fullness of the Spirit, You will gain the power to control yourself, and your desire to get worldly things will decrease. You will also more clearly feel in your heart the voice of your guardian angel telling you to see and hear only truth. If you are about to go out away, go away from the truth, your guardian angel is telling you to remain in the truth. Do you hear that kind of voice or not? If you can, it'd be good. Hebrews 1:14 says, "Are they not all ministering spirits?" This refers to the two-thirds of the angels that were created. Two-thirds of the all the angels that were created in the beginning. Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation? So God's children, those who are saved and will enter heaven. It doesn't say who have inherited salvation, because you might turn back, turn away from faith and go back to the world, and you might also commit sins leading to death and you fall away from salvation. That is why it says, those who will inherit salvation. So they are sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation. The worldly people think of angels as something so great and so big. But for you, God sent angels to serve you. The worldly people, they consider angels so great, and they are the ones who are rendering service for you. I said the two-thirds of all the angels created in the beginning, the one-third of the angels, they corrupted. They obeyed Lucifer. So those one-third, they are confined in the bottomless pit. So the thing is, the number of angels is just countless. It's not just billions or some. It's just countless. And so two-thirds of all the angels, they are ministering spirits. And one-third, they were thrown away. And they were sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation. I think it was in 1998. There was a certain angel who was telling a certain soul, "Master, you shouldn't be doing that. If you do not obey your big master, you'll be destroyed. You'll fall into destruction." I can't hear and tell you which one. So, Elder Ik-suk Lee, my secretary, he also remembers that it was in 1998. The ministering guardian angel, that angels, the angel was speaking to, it's a master. You must not disobey him. And the angel was pleading with him, begging him with with the hands together, because the angel is sent by God to serve their masters. But this master, the soul, this person, didn't listen to the angels, and he cheated cheated me. And at the moment, the angel was kind of pushed away from that person, maybe about 5 meters, 2 feet. And it turned its back on its master. The angel wouldn't look at his master. God once showed me this kind of situation. Because he was cheating a servant of God, the angel would turn his face away from him. But it didn't mean the angel left completely. At the moment, it's just that the angel turned his face away from his master. And it's the same with you. God gave you a guardian angel for each of you. The angel is always knocking on your heart, telling you to follow the truth. But the thing is, you are not hearing the voice of the angels. And even though if you hear, you will not obey. You disobey even the sermons, the words of the powerful servant of God, and then you won't be able to obey the voice of your angels. And you should acknowledge the kind of fact. You are supposed to live by the word of God, but you have your own desires. You have your own desires to follow untruth and evil. And in those moments, angels will knock on your hearts. They will tell you to follow the truth. But you just ignore those voices. So I'm saying you shouldn't do that, but you should be aware of the fact that the angels are speaking to you, knocking on your heart. You should feel it and acknowledge it. Then you will be able to feel that the angel is speaking to you. Then if you feel strong urge, then you can understand that the angels are helping you to follow the truth. But because you ignore them, you don't feel them. Amen. But do the unbelievers have angels? No. God doesn't give any angels to unbelievers. But in heaven, whether a believer or not, one angel is assigned to each and every one, whether believers or not, to record all their deeds and acts. And so all our words will not fall to the ground, but will be judged for every single word we said on the judgment day. So these angels, they are the ones who are recording all the things that we are doing on this earth. So in the Bible, we see there are some angels that take up our prayers to heaven. And the angel in heaven is assigned to every single person, whether believers or not. But on this earth, we have guardian angels only for believers. Your angels sent by God always plead with you to keep you from darkness. You should not see or hear the things that you are not supposed to see and hear without even trying your best, saying that you cannot do it. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and students, to get rid of idle thoughts, you should get rid of the untruths that are already input in your memory device. Now, Most of you students have cut off the unnecessary things and are studying hard. Also, you church members, you are doing your business and leading a Christian life after cutting off unnecessary things. But sometimes those things that you used to see and enjoy might come back to your memory. You don't accept any more untruths, but you still have remaining untruths that have been input. Now you don't have to be puzzled or discouraged, but you can just start erasing those things one by one. When they purify a polluted river, how do they do it? First, they block the flow of the dirty water from coming into the river. Then they remove the pollutants, the trash, and things that cause foaming and bubbles. They remove the trash and they remove the foaming and bubbles and all those pollutants. Moreover, they put clean water and oxygen, and they also plant grasses that help with the purification. If we purify our memory device in the same way, it will finally be cleaned. We first block the untruths, and then we begin to remove the untruths that are already input one by one. As I explained last week, if you keep on accepting untruths, even though you pray and fast and you try so hard to cast them away, you can never do it. I gave you this, showed you, demonstrated to you this experiment. Even after 100 years, you can't. You can't cast off evil or sins. Because you constantly keep on accepting untruths. Even though you fast and so many things, pray and you make a vowed prayer for a special Daniel prayer meeting, and you go back home and you turn on the TV and you watch those things, and it doesn't work. Oh, on the streets, you look at the women up and down, and you can't cast them away. Furthermore, as we fill our memory with the knowledge of truth, it can be purified more quickly. So in the water, we add pure water so to purify the polluted water. And likewise, we have to fill our memory with the knowledge of truth. So you listen to the previous sermons again and again. Your head will be cleared, and you won't have any more idle thoughts. But the knowledge of untruth that is in your memory device cannot be erased. Just like you delete a computer file or you erase pencil writing with an eraser. It's not as easy as deleting a computer file or erasing pencil writing with an eraser. Our memory doesn't work like that. Once it is input, along with the feeling, it's not erased easily. And the thing is, you input not just once, but you do it input again and again and again, so that is why it is in your deep memory. So it's not erased easily. Then what do you have to do? You have to change the thoughts and feelings. So you have to change the thoughts and feelings. Then the knowledge will become increasingly dim. Whenever you have thoughts and feelings of untruth, you have to change them into thoughts and feelings of truth. There are many processes, steps in changing these thoughts and feelings. For example, suppose you change your taste. Is it easy or not? It's easy. If you you like a meat, you like it's, you can change it easily. So I don't try to, I just keep my taste. Because I consider it good. I like vegetables, so I don't change it. I just keep on liking vegetables. I liked vegetables since I was a child. And I liked chili paste and soybean sauce. I like them, so I don't change it. Sometimes people tell me, you should dine out, and there are many other good things, delicious food, delicious things, and you have to try. And I say, right away, no. Or they say, oh, this is something good, and why don't you try? I say no all the time, but they still buy something, even if I say no. Because I don't want to change my taste. Once you do it, once you change your taste, if you keep on eating only good things, only delicious things, your taste will change. So you like only savory and delicious, high quality food. Your taste will, what you want will be only something of a high value, high quality. You will not like ordinary food anymore. Now, say you were poor before, but now you are rich and you like only good things, good food. And once you change your taste, it'll keep on wanting only something better and better and better. It's the same with the clothes. Those who like fashionable clothes, they have to go to department stores every week. So they are satisfied. They have to see all those things and they have to buy whatever they like. So it depends on how you form your habit. Some people, they sit before on the computers, on the internet, and they see only clothes all the time. So in my case, men have suits. I used to wear dark navy, like we have certain rules for gentlemen, so I just follow. I have not changed my set of rules. I'm not stubborn about my clothes. So I always watch the politicians. If all other people change, I will also change. But when I watch on TV the politicians or the high-class people, they don't wear three buttons. They wear only two buttons, so I always wear two-button suit. So, but if you change your taste, then you can afford a meal just with a $2 or $3, then it'll have to go on for $4, $5, $6, $7. So, and how can I provide support for the needy and missionary works if I begin to spend so much on myself? So if you change your mind, your thoughts will change and your feelings will change. So whenever you have thoughts and feelings of untruth, you have to change them into thoughts and feelings of truth. But you shouldn't say your old habits are good. You should not stick to your old wine. You should dislike darkness and you have to come back to light. Because God's children are supposed to go to heaven and they're supposed to change the things into the things of light. For example, nowadays, so much knowledge of the untruths concerning sex is input in the students nowadays. They come in contact with those things on TV, the internet, and from other friends, and these untruths are stored in them. Since in these days the people are so steeped in evil, sex has just become another form of enjoyment and pleasure. In the beginning, actually, this is something so beautiful when given by God in the beginning. It is not for pleasure or enjoyment. It is a form of the means of reproduction to give birth to children. It is not the tool or means for enjoyment or pleasure. So even the animals, you can see, they have certain times, certain periods of time. If the dogs have their timing, their mating time all the time throughout the year, there are so many dogs and suppose the lions. They have certain periods of time. So they don't mate all throughout the year for all throughout the so the females have their times. So in the rules set by God, once or twice a year they have this mating season, so they mate and they reproduce. They don't seek this kind of thing 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. But those who are proper men, they don't seek those things all the time. There is a time for that. Like in the book of Job. It's not just all the time. But now it's day and night all the time. And they don't care about the places. Whether in bars or pubs or... So sex has just become another form of enjoyment and pleasure. Companies release countless products and commercials related to sex. TV dramas or movies describe situations of unfaithfulness and lawlessness as something romantic. So how wrong is this? How misleading this is? Also, the overly exposed bodies of actresses or singers is referred in the media as being beautiful and gorgeous. There's nothing beautiful about it. What you have to consider beautiful is something like the praises, the dances and singing of the brothers and sisters on the altar, especially. Especially the sisters, they put on very beautiful clothes like that remind us of the heavenly kingdom. This should look beautiful. Oh, exposure? That is not something beautiful. That is something filthy. That is something to be ashamed of. So they don't expose any body parts in our church, in the heavenly dance team. There was nothing, no exposure at all. So we make these beautiful dances and performances before God. This should look beautiful, but even then, some men, they look at even these people with that kind of lustful eyes. They look at these performances. They have this desire and they think about those things, they are committing adultery in their mind. And this should never happen. They are not putting on such beautiful clothes to make you commit adultery. That kind of clothes are different. These clothes are not like that. They are such beautiful clothes that remind us of a heavenly kingdom. So you should consider these things beautiful, and if you think these things are beautiful in a proper way, then they feel happy. They are happy, and they are filled with the Spirit. And they are reminded of a heavenly kingdom. So they think of the Lord, and they sympathize with all these performances, so they are filled with the Spirit. So according to according to how the praise leader leads the praises, they will feel the beauty of heaven. So you should feel this kind of beauty, but they feel in a different way, and it's not acceptable, it's not right. And some people say, why not clothe them with less beautiful clothes? Then what should they wear? Like worldly people? No. Then what? Jeans? No. Or some black clothes? No. It's better to wear beautiful clothes and look beautiful so that we can be reminded of heavenly kingdom. The problem is your heart, your mind. You have such evil things in your heart. You have to pray to remove them. Rid yourself of such evil things. It's not that adulterous mind was created because they wear beautiful clothes. It's in you already. The evil adulterous mind is already in you. So those who don't have such adulterous mind, they will think of only heavenly kingdom beautiful things. They won't think of any, they won't have any adulterous mind. So they will be filled with the Spirit together, and they will be filled with the grace and Spirit. And so they can offer this acceptable to God. Also, the overly exposed bodies of actresses or singers is referred in the media as being beautiful and gorgeous. Young children whose values have not yet been firmly formed and who are raised in this kind of world might develop a distorted understanding and concept of sex. They look at the opposite sex as an object of lust. They might accept sexually extreme things that they see. Moreover, they are supposed to dislike and hate sins. But instead, they accept them as being something beautiful and good. They don't consider sins to be sins. Inappropriate knowledge and feelings about sex give rise to curiosity or lust. Idle thoughts come to their mind when they see the opposite sex. Therefore, you have to erase the wrongful knowledge and feelings that you have input until now. For example, how should the boys look at the girls? How should the men look at the women? 1 Timothy 5:2 says, the older women as mothers and the younger women as sisters. So you should serve the older women as your own mother. The older women as mothers and the younger women as sisters. In all purity. So you should have in all purity. You must not have adulterous mind towards a younger woman. You should just have all purity, just as your sisters, your own sisters. Who would have adulterous mind towards their own sisters, towards their... Which fathers would have adulterous mind towards their daughters, among their siblings, between brothers and sisters? How can you have adulterous mind towards your older sister or younger sister? That is this just against the nature. It must never happen. And you have your children, and if your own children do that, It is just against nature, humanity. It must never happen. So in the old days, it's not even imaginable, but this world today is so corrupted, so steeped in evil. And sometimes these things happen, even in the same family, in one family. Their own daughters, their own sisters. Some men do those things, which is just complete nonsense. Even though they are not your own family members, even though they are not your own sisters, you must treat and look at the younger women as sisters in all purity, without having any adulterous mind. You should consider them just as your own sisters. Men and young men especially. This is something normal for especially for children of God. As written, boys should regard friends of opposite sex just as though they were your sisters who are born of the same parents in all purity. If your own sister becomes the object of lust of some strangers, how heartbreaking it is. Just think about it. Your own sister, older sister or younger sister, they becomes the object of lust of some complete strangers. How heartbreaking, how disgusting it is. Oh, even though my younger sister commits adultery, or even though they become object of lust of other men, I don't care. Is there any parents who do that, or any men who do that? Especially, other men, they are looking at your own wife with lustful eyes. Oh, how can I have her? And how heartbreaking it is for the husbands. Can you even sleep? Other men are craving your own wife, your wife. They have adulterous mind towards your own wife. They are looking at her with their lustful eyes. Is it good? Of course not. It must never happen. Other men are looking at your own daughters like that. Do you like it? It shouldn't happen. And other men, they're looking at your own sisters that way. It's not acceptable. And especially, suppose many men, multiple numbers of men, they are looking at your sister with such a lustful eyes. Do you like it? And it's your wife, and would you like it? It's not acceptable. Men, young men, this is not acceptable. The parents, they cannot bear with it. Their brothers, they won't. Even if you just look at them with such lustful eyes, they dislike it so much. And if it is their wife, how can they bear with it? And if you actually do it in practice, what would happen? And in the Bible, when Jacob's daughter was raped, the other brothers, they killed all those people in the village. That is actually ordinary reaction. If there is no law, you'd even want to kill that person. And you young men, have been doing this. You are doing something that is worthy of being stoned. And your own children are doing this. You should value and keep all the sisters who are your own family in the Lord, like your own sisters. Also, it's not just your own sisters and wives who are precious. You should protect each other. Also, you should consider the lust towards opposite sex to be as dirty and horrible as maggots in hell. So you can change the feelings. Because it's the way to hell. This is not an exaggeration. In fact, this lust and pleasure are the main cause of leading the souls to death. Also, it is like a thief that steals time for studying and destroys precious dreams. These things will take away your dreams. Those who do those things, their future has no hope. It is just like a cliff. What do they do? Do they have desire to study? They always seek pleasure. They always think of those bad things. How can they study? Will they have any dreams or goal? And they accumulate many sins, and God, they cannot receive any answer from God, and the men's mission members, they cannot succeed in their businesses. Let me give you an allegory to help you drive away your curiosity towards sex and temptation for friends of opposite sex. Sometimes, you find stories in movies like the one that follows. The hero of the movie falls in love with a woman. But one day, this man discovers that this woman is a monster who is after his life. Or in other cases, the heroine of the movie gives her everything to a man, believing that he is a wonderful person who loves her so much. But in fact, he is a vampire who is after her blood. Going out with a boyfriend or girlfriend for pleasure is the same as giving yourself to such a monster or becoming a monster yourself for the other person. So you are becoming a monster to each other, and you are killing each other's soul. The result is hell, and if you go to hell, you'll fight against each other so much. Because of you, I came here. It is an act that leads each other to hell and to eternal death. How terrifying it is. Therefore, I hope you will always be on alert and change your wrong feelings and thoughts about untruthful things. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become life and faith. Let the students be able to study well, and for grown-up adults, let them learn how to lead a good Christian life and how to pray well. And let them purify themselves so that they can offer themselves as beautiful brides of the Lord. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your works transcending space and time. Bless all the local sanctuaries and members and branch church members who are attending the service through satellite all over the country, and all the children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and all GCN and Manmi TV viewing audiences, and all overseas missionaries and pastors and members of more than 9,000 branch churches. They sent their They are the ones who sent their photos and prayer requests. Pastor Gunte Kim of Japan will have handkerchief crusade in Maizuru Mami Church on March 26th, Saturday. Bless them. Pastor Doki Kuni Miyako will have handkerchief crusade in Nagoya Nami Church on March 26th, Saturday. Be with them and bless them. Pastor Aoki Hisanao will have a handkerchief crusade in Yacho Nami Church with Pastor Gyeongtae Jung on March 21st, Monday. Bless them, be with them. Father, let there be powerful works, authority over the word, and let all the sick people receive healings. Oh, Jen-gun, let him get a job where he can keep the Lord's Day. Let his family be evangelized. Also, oh, Mamin Church, let the moving of the sanctuary be resolved. So they can, and let them get the handsome amount of compensation. Pang Yasin, let the bleeding stop. Kim, okay, hepatitis C and pain all over the body go away. Li Hai Chun, before, right before, at his deathbed, let the pains go away, and let the disturbing forces go away so he can be saved. Father, help him. Chang Yi Cheng, let the acne and the scars on the face go away. En Xu Ran, Kim Min Nam, Ding Wei Jie, Hu Jin Tao. Let the businesses receive blessings. Let them pay off their debts. Let them have spiritual faith and let their families be evangelized. Father, lay your hands on them from head to toe. All entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Light come. Let their eyes see well. Let their ears hear well. Burn all their entrails, internal organs with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. All cancers go away. All diseases go away. Herniated discs go away. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes go away. Skin diseases go away. Father, loosen paralysis and make them complete and perfect. Give them peace throughout this week. And protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles and let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, bless them whether they come in or go out and let them become the head and not the tail. Let them lend and not borrow and give them the strength and power to keep their minds and thoughts. Father, give them concentration power and let them bring out their potentials to the fullest. Let them keep their minds and thoughts and fulfill their goals. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.